You're only as good as the people that you have, and I have elite people. Most importantly, on top of that, is our student athletes. Tanner and Thomas are in here. And Heather and I take incredible responsibility as parents to be parents to them, not only on the football field as coaches, but parents. I couldn't ask for a better group of young men, and they were huge in this decision.
That decision for PJ Fleck? To agree to a new 7-year contract extension, the Gophers on paper have him locked up through 2026 and will pay him $1.1 million more than his original contract, which he, of course, signed 3 years ago when he took over. It's $4.6 million a year, middle of the pack, 7th out of 14 in the Big Ten. So to that, PJ Fleck, and I'm guessing a lot of Gopher fans this afternoon are saying,
"Row the boat, Sky Ma, go Gophers.
Row the boat, Sky Ma, go Gophers.
Row the boat, Sky Ma, go Gophers.
Row the boat, Sky Ma, go Gophers.
Yeah!
Row the boat, Sky Ma, go Gophers.
Yeah!
Row the boat, Sky Ma, go Gophers.
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 Go Gophers.
Row the boat, Sky Ma, 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 go Gophers.
The deal is, for one, this extension doesn't mean that he can't be bought by another program real soon. Florida State, Notre Dame might have an opening, USC might have an opening. A $10 million buyout is nothing. We see it happen all the time in college athletics where the coach of one school agrees to a long-term deal, and then within a couple days, a couple weeks after the season, within a year, takes a job at a better program for more money. And there will be other suitors out there for PJ Fleck. But of course,
or he's fired.
Right. I mean, that's the deal. Is he has, of course he agrees to this today because he knows he can sign a better deal somewhere else some other time. And we call that a fallback plan, right? People go to college. You know, you apply for the Ivy League and just, you know, go to the Big Ten school like the University of Minnesota, find public education as your fallback. So that's the deal today. Here's a fun question, and we have Andy Greeter of the St. Paul Pioneer Press, which they like to call the Twin Cities Pioneer Press now. He covers the beat, and I'm sure he's been working real hard slaving away at the details of all this and how it came about. But Florida State fired their coach, Willie Taggart, on Sunday, and within 2 days, right before the biggest Golden Gopher football game in November in ages. They're 8-0 for the first time since 1941, 5-0 in the Big Ten since first time since 1961. I mean, you can talk about their quality of opponents, and it's not high, but they're all seizing the moment here. The Gophers, Fleck, they're all seizing the moment, and we heard the early clip at the start of this hour that he's all in. He's rowing the boat in the land of 10,000 lakes. But here's the fun part. Does this feel like a guy that's going to be around another 5 years? Let's not. 7 years is a long time in college football and in sports these days and in life. 5 years. You think he'll be there? You think P.J. Fleck will still be with Minnesota for 5 years? Other, you know, because he's committed? Or do you think he'll be leached away? Or do you think this momentum won't continue and just like Tim Brewster's year two or year three momentum, it'll just fizzle out? Same old, same old.
I will say no, he will not be there just because of the history of Golden Gopher football.
Okay. But does that mean it's because he's not good enough or too good? Takes another job.
We don't know because I'm still not am sold on P.J. Fleck. In the last 50 years, they've had 9 coaches and only 3 have been there 5 years or more. It has been a telltale of coming in and taking off. For Gopher coaches, Lou Holtz for 2 years. Gutekunst was there for 6. Wacker for 5. Glenn Mason was there 10 years. But Brewster 4. Horton 1. Kill 2. Yeah. Over the past 20, 30 years, history has shown that they don't stay long. It's because they're bad. Glenn Mason stuck around for 10 years because they went to bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
If P.J. Fleck is the guy, and I am not sold yet, again, they haven't beaten anybody in the top 67 of the RPI this year. They'll have a good chance to see what they're made of this week and in 2 weeks with Wisconsin. But Minnesota had to do it today. They had to do it. I'm not cool on the 7-year deal. I'd go with the 5-year deal. But they had to do it, whether it was 5 or 7. They had to do it today because they would have to start over again. And Minnesota Gopher fans and the athletic department is tired, and they're sick and tired of starting over. And they would have to start over again in a very short period of time and have spent a bunch of money on trying to build up that Gopher football program. So they had to do it today. They had to do it. And so is he for real? Well, if he is, Gophers are getting by pretty well because he's going to be the 7th highest paid football coach in the Big Ten.
We're going to get an answer from Andy Greeter of the Pioneer Press in 15 minutes or so. Why do you feel they absolutely needed to do it? You kind of just said it, but because you feel that, look, things happen in back channel ways that we don't know about, and perhaps Florida State had offered P.J. Fleck or his agent the job, and Minnesota had the match and had to extend the deal, and P.J. Fleck gave a number. That's what I believe happened. I don't know how it's to configure the timing on this. I just it's a coincidence. So why do they have to do it? Because if there is no pressure, if there is no sense that Florida State's going to get this guy or somebody else is talking to this guy that's going to offer him more money, whether it be USC before or in Notre Dame before they fire their coaches or somebody else, why is it so important right now? Why do they absolutely have to do it now?
Because they're in a position right now where they've never been in decades.
Right.
They've never been 8-0. They have a chance to win the Big Ten West. They are in position. They haven't been to the Rose Bowl since the early 60s. I think Carl Eller was the last
I get it.
Gopher.
Most buzz they've had since Lou Holtz.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Right. And so they're going to play on the hype. They're going to go with this hype and believe that this guy is the deal for the Gophers.
Do they need this for the hype, though, is my question. Because, yes, it gives a little extra...
Yes, they need all the hype they can get in Minnesota because you're up against the Wild, the Timberwolves, the Vikings, the Twins.
But how long does this deal today sell you tickets for? It's pretty obvious in the Twin Cities it's been shown that the Gophers have to get into the top 15 just to be considered to be sold out, the smallest stadium in the Big Ten.
If they win this weekend, it'll be huge.
Then why not wait until they beat Penn State to sign P.J. Fleck to a new deal?
I know.
We don't know exactly how good they are.
And if I'm Florida
State,
know
if they're
USC,
elite.
Why am I going after P.J. Fleck? He hasn't done anything.
Because as Matt Zimmer said last hour, he put it very well. Who else are those schools going to get? There are no Urban Meyers out there anymore. You could try Urban Meyer. It would take $7 or $8 million.
I have no idea who
but
the top
that's guys. You can't name them. And until you can name them, P.J. Fleck's right up there. He fits the profile of the next up-and-coming coach. He has been 13-1 at a school that wasn't great at football before he got there, had no tradition at Western Michigan. They almost beat Wisconsin, who was a top-5 team in the Cotton Bowl, one of the biggest bowl games. The dude can flat-out coach. And he has taken, you just reeled off all the things he's done at Minnesota, even though it feels somewhat like it might be fool's gold, and we'll learn if it is, because they do have Penn State, Wisconsin, and Iowa, 3 good teams coming up on their schedule, and it all fits it. Young, the persona, the recruiting's never been better at Minnesota, and guys who went at the level he was at before he was at Minnesota get on the radar of Power 5 schools. And certainly when he does a little bit something at a school like Minnesota, a place like Florida State or USC or Notre Dame is going to go, if he can win 8 or 9 and have that kind of buzz in a place that's constantly competing against the Vikings, constantly competing against a history full of mediocrity and futility, then imagine what he could do at our school X. I'm not saying these blue bloods are right. They may be delusional. Husker fans are still fairly delusional to think they're ever going to sniff a national championship again. I'm one of them, and I think it's delusional. But at schools like that, that's not how they operate. They operate in the sense, we can take this guy who's been red hot here and there, our resources, our recruiting hotbed, especially at a place like Florida State and USC, and he's going to win big here. And there's no, it's going to take a lot. You could try for Urban Meyer, but who else is out there as a better candidate that would realistically jump from a mid-level Power 5 school to a blue blood, highly paid position like a Florida State, Notre Dame, or USC? So it's conceivable that he's already there in that stature, and that's the only reason why I would figure they had to do it now. They absolutely had to do it today at Minnesota. We'll learn from Andy Greeter that they absolutely had to do it today. Because they could just wait and see how for real good he is. He has not yet done anything more than Glenn Mason ever did. He won eight games several times. Jerry Kill won eight or nine games, I believe, four times in 5 years, 6 years.
Hit an under 500 record as the Gopher coach.
But that was because he was like 1-10 his first year, or 3-9. Like, I believe he won eight or nine games three times. And by the way, in his last year, they won nine games. Fleck inherited a nine-win program. It's like, that's the other deal. Is it really a huge turnaround? He's back to eight wins in his third year. I know a lot goes into that. So I get from both the side of he's perception is reality as far as how hot and attractive of a coach he is right now. But also, we don't know if the perception is reality as far as if the Gophers are as good as we think, or as the record tells us, he has gotten them yet. I mean, that will be told within the next 3 weeks. So unless there was a feeling of he's going to agree, back channel, incognito, privately to a deal to another school before these last three games are done, and potentially probably a Big Ten championship game, Then why race to sign him up right now when you're not even sure yet that he is elite, even by Golden Gopher standards? And my answer, by the way, before we get to Matt on the Tires fan line, I do think PJ Fleck's going to be around. And here's why. Because he's going to be a lot like Jerry Kill, but probably with better players and a little more buzz because he has the personality to have it. You have to have something like that to attract eyeballs and get butts in the seats at Minnesota. You have to have that. And he appears to have as much substance on the football field, or will, as Jerry Kill did. And yet, I don't feel like Minnesota's going to go to the heights that Wisconsin has. They're not winning Big Ten titles. They're probably not going to Rose Bowls unless a Big Ten champion that beats the Gophers in a Big Ten championship game, like Iowa got into the Rose Bowl, backdoored into the Rose Bowl a few years ago. That's as good as it's going to get for P.J. Fleck at Minnesota. And so maybe the offers will still keep coming, but I don't know if he'll ever get as hot as he is right now, Craig. And that's how Glenn Mason stayed for 10 years. You know why Glenn Mason stayed for 10 years? Yes, he did good enough
to bowl games.
Which is good enough to keep his job. Mm-hmm. But who was knocking on Glenn Mason's door? Nobody, because he plateaued. 7, 8, 9-win seasons, the occasional big upset.
He was there 10 years, yeah.
But he was partly there for 10 years. Glenn Mason was gone the second he would ever have been offered the Ohio State job. And it potentially could have happened to him at least once. And that went to Tressel. Glenn Mason thought he was gone to Ohio State, where he played for Woody Hayes and coached. He was on the next train to Ohio State. And he wasn't, because they never offered him the job. He was never quite good enough for them. Minnesota was never quite good enough for a school like that to say, I got to hire the Gopher coach. P.J. Fleck is that right now because he's 8-0 and ranked number 13, period. So he's seizing on it. The Gophers are seizing on it. And I actually do believe he'll be there for 5 years, because I don't think he'll be bad enough that he'll get fired. Like, Tim Brewster, I believe, signed a new deal. They felt like they had to lock him up. The momentum was going in that, I think, his second year when he started 7-1 and lost his last five games. I don't feel like this is a mirage. There's more substance to P.J. Fleck than there was to Tim Brewster, more sustainability, and I think the Gophers will be a nice program, but I think he's there for a few years because I don't know if he'll ever be this hot and attractive. Let's go to the Tires fan line. That's what you can vote at KWSN Sports on Twitter, by the way. Will P.J. Fleck be there in 5 years? He signs a new 7-year deal today worth $1 million more than he was making. I'd love to hear from Gophers fans at 336-1230 here on Sports Talk with Craig and John. 98.1 FM, 1230 AM, and KWSN.com. Let's go to the Tires fan line. Matt's been waiting patiently. He's a Gopher fan in Sioux Falls. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I was just listening. I agreed with several of both Craig and John's points. Some I disagreed, but this is the point I wanted to make. I've been following Gopher football close to 40 years now. Some of the talent that PJ has brought in, we haven't had before. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Say what you will about the road, the boot culture, but these kids don't get in trouble. I mean, they're doing good in the classroom. They're buying into it. I mean, I think it was kind of a no-brainer myself. Hopefully the Gophers come out and get the win on Saturday. Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right. There you go. Yeah, I think that's what matters here, is how the Gopher fans feel about this. It's just interesting, Craig. They still, up until they get into the top 20 in the polls, haven't reflected that at the box office. The fans still aren't passionate enough to sell out the smallest stadium in the Big Ten, which resides in the second largest city in the Big Ten behind Chicago. I guess now third behind New York and Chicago. But yet, guys like Matt, who live here in Sioux Falls, probably don't drive 4 hours to go to every Gopher home game, but watch them on TV with interest. You're getting a little excited. Again, you mentioned it. This is the most buzz, happiness, promise, optimism this program has had since the Lou Holtz era. Mm-hmm. And he was out the second Notre Dame had a gig for him. And he did famously have the Notre Dame clause in his contract that if the Notre Dame job came up, there's no way you're keeping me.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, I'm not going to let
Gopher
you.
Gopher fans knew. They
stop
knew
me.
It, too.
Yeah.
They were waiting for that call from South Bend.
And so that's the other question. 336-1230. I'd love to hear Gophers fans' reaction to PJ Fleck's seven-year deal. Are you just doing cartwheels? Like, you figured this has you locked in for what? Rose Bowls, Big Ten championships, or just relevance? Or, like, you just were worried what was going to happen if you lost. I mean, there's no doubt you lose some momentum. And Matt's right about the recruiting. Don't be Wisconsin fans. Iowa fans can attest to this. Don't fall in love with those recruiting rankings. Nebraska has better recruiting classes than Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa every year since Nebraska joined the Big Ten. And Nebraska consistently loses to all of those schools because it doesn't have their bleep together, coaches nor players. Still doesn't.
Minnesota hasn't gotten a four-star athlete in like 40 years. I saw that stat one time. They don't get the four-star. It's always less, mm-hmm. less than that.
And a coach like PJ Fleck, who clearly rose quickly in the coaching ranks, got a head coaching job at in Division I, FBS football, Western Michigan, the MAC, at age 32. So he clearly, as far as a young coach, is elite, the word he likes to use and overuse a lot. And a guy like that, he can say all he wants, and we'll play a couple more sound bites from the press conference today. He wants to be at a place where he can get the best possible players. A guy that driven to where he gets 13-1 his fourth season at Western Michigan and then says, thanks, but I'm going to see how I can do in the Big Ten. He's going to be rather interested to see possibly how he could do in the ACC or just at a place like Florida State or Southern California. Maybe we're going into an age of college football where that's less the trend, but that's usually what happens, right? Brian Kelly left the MAC for Cincinnati. He left Cincinnati for Notre Dame. And, of course, we saw Scott Frost leave UCF for Nebraska. And we saw Urban Meyer, Bowling Green, Utah, Florida. This is mostly what guys just on a rocket ship to the top of the profession do. So it is somewhat hard to believe PJ Fleck will stay in Minnesota, but he signed a deal today that supposedly says he will. $10 million buyout is nothing, and it is not uncommon whatsoever for a coach to sign a deal like this, go up on a podium and tell you how much he loves the university he's at. And the group of kids he's staring right in the eye in that press conference that he's blood, sweat, and tears with. And then sign a 7-year deal with a blue blood for more money later. Minnesota will not be able to compete with Florida State, USC, or Texas, or name your blue blood money if PJ Fleck keeps Minnesota at the level it's at right now and the level of hype right now. On Twitter, at KWSN Sports, 43% of you believe he'll be with the Gophers for another 5 years. 53% believe he'll leave. 3% actually think somehow he'll hit the skids and get fired. So
history will show that that's a pretty good chance, but
yeah,
he may be the guy to turn the program around.
Regardless of his new long-term deal, is PJ Fleck a coach Gophers fans should deeply worry about losing? There's that question. 42% of you say no. Most popular answer.
Mm-hmm.
42% of you still don't feel PJ Fleck is a coach Gopher fans should deeply worry about losing. It's like you've lived Gopher football for your whole lives,
mm-hmm.
whether you're 20 or 30 or 60.
Whether you lived in Wackerville or
yeah.
Gudekunstown
yeah.
or
yeah.
who you know Jerry Killtown, whatever.
Like you as I'd qualify it, a mild Gophers fan, Craig Matt, grew up in Minnesota, a Gopher fan. If you learned today PJ Fleck had gone to Florida State, would you be like, no, no, this was our chance?
Nope.
Yeah.
I would. When I heard it, when Florida State was available, there were some tweets out there that, oh, maybe this is PJ Fleck time. I thought, oh, that would be a little early for him to leave, that he has built what he's got, because But no, I would not. Yeah. But the Minnesota administration needed to do it because they didn't want to start all over again.
We understand, and we're going to get Andy Greeter. We're going to get Andy Greeter. We'll see what he knows about. Like, seriously, perhaps he was getting offers from other schools, and they needed to act this fast right now, and that's why we're learning about the Fleck 7-year deal, making him a middle of the road Big Ten coach in salary today. Here is again PJ Fleck at his presser. And he's choking up, baby. He is an emotional guy. And I believe he has genuine emotion. That whole Casey Bryant thing, the holder who went through four bouts of cancer. PJ is an easy target with his persona. It's an eye roller. But as Gopher fans are saying, it is working. And I believe there's substance to his coaching. He's a salesman, no doubt. But here he is at his press conference today.
Parents, to be parents to them, not only on the football field as coaches, but parents. I couldn't ask for a better group of young men, and they were huge in this decision. I love coaching them every single day. This is a very fun team. It's a very fun culture. It's very different. But I love these young men. I love them as my own sons. And a lot of times it's at times easy for coaches to pick up and leave and go different places. And these are very, very special people. And I believe in what we can do here at the University of Minnesota because of them. But you're only as good as the people that you have. And I have elite people. Most importantly, on top of that, is our student athletes. I mean, Tanner and Thomas are in here. And
there you go. So there's PJ Fleck earlier today. We have to check and see. Did he sign a contract extension at Western Michigan before he left there? I thought he did, but we'll have to check into that. So, that's our big story today. Andy Greeter is going to tell us more about it in a moment. Vikings talk ensued at 4 o'clock, an excellent discussion. Oh, I just got a message from Andy Greeter. He's a bit tied up right now, bit busy. So we'll get Andy Greeter a little bit later in the hour. Bill Moss was great. Dissecting both the Chiefs and the Vikings, a former Chiefs defensive lineman, two-time Pro Bowler. But he also gave his thoughts on the Vikings from the point of view of a really good NFL football team, a top-five NFL team that just played the Vikings. So we'll hear what he had to say about the Vikings as a whole, and also as a defensive tackle, what he thinks of defending Kirk Cousins, how tough is it. And one play, Craig, in that Vikings-Chiefs game typifies Kirk Cousins' career and his time in Minnesota, and not in a good way. I'll let you think about it, maybe try to take a guess at which play that was. Can you think of it right now? One play in that game was like, that is so Kirk Cousins, and not in a good way. I'll have the
answer. There were so many, actually.
I'll have the answer for you, and a little bit from Bill Moss, and then Andy Greeter at 5:40, 5:45. Hopefully we'll get him on to explain why the Gophers just had to do this. They could not wait to see the Gophers play stiff competition before they decided PJ Fleck needs a million-dollar a year raise. It's 98.1 FM, 1230 AM and KWSN.com.
Follow the show, respond to the show, vote in our polls, and get the latest sports news on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/KWSN Sports.
He's the voice of the Minnesota Vikings.
Touchdown!
And the only place in Sioux Falls you can hear Paul Allen's takes on the purple is right here on KWSN, your exclusive home for the Vikings in Sioux Falls.
I'm comfortable coming on your radio show and predicting the Vikings winning 12 games this year.
Brought to you by Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota and Midco Sports Network. Paul Allen, Fridays at 4:40 on Craig and John, 98.1 FM, 1230 AM and KWSN.com.
Let's go!
It's Sunday night football. It's the Vikings and the Dallas Cowboys. It's Paul Allen, your play-by-play guy, inviting you to the broadcast. The Minnesota Vikings are back on the road, this time taking on the Cowboys from the Big D. Vikings football Sunday at 6, kickoff shortly after 7 on your home for Vikings football.
Vikings, Cowboys. Coverage begins Sunday night at 6 on FM 98.1 and AM 1230, KWSN.
Stop playing the players with hands on hips.
drops a Canna. A black cat is taking the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 of Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Part of the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive.
Any excuse I can have to play Janet Jackson, I'm taking it. All right. Where does that rank in legendary Kevin Harlan calls, Craig? That's the most important thing about the black cat.
It was a good.
Night.
It was a good call. Yeah. I liked the call better with the guy who ran out in the field during the 49er game a couple years ago.
Yeah.
What did he call him? He called him a.
That guy is drunk.
He called him a.
I called him a drunk.
He had called him a certain name, which I can goofball.
Bozo.
Goofball.
A goofball.
We have a goofball out of the field.
All
yes.
Right. I'll try to find that one for you. We have that. Yep.
I happened to be catching the game last night when that happened.
Of course. I did too. And it was, by the way, it was easily the most exciting thing that happened in that game to that point. Yeah. That was a snooze fest.
Was it like 16-15 at the time or something?
Yeah. And then, of course, the Cowboys went and outscored the Giants 34-9 after that. Like, the Cowboys needed a black cat to beat the Giants, who are an absolute tomato can. By the way, yeah. Nothing holds a candle to this Kevin Harlan call.
He takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. Man. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
All right. I mean, they can't all be shirtless, goofball drunks streaking down the field. They just can't. I mean, black cat is funny, but it's kind of, I don't know if it ever is going to get better for Kevin Harlan. He really cashed in on that, by the way. All of a sudden, you see and hear Kevin Harlan on commercials. He's playing it well, but it's almost as if that defined his, he's a Hall of Fame announcer. But, like, it just feels like ever since that drunk guy call that we just played, that Kevin Harlan is all of a sudden, every call is like this. Oh, my God, it's a 2-yard gain. Whoa, whoa. Sorry, yes, I'm the one guy on the planet who's dare going to make fun of Kevin Harlan. He's great. But doesn't it feel like that ever since that bozo call that now Harlan kind of ramps it up for everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's Craig Maddux.
I still like him.
Oh, I do, too. He's terrific. He's Craig Maddux. I'm John Gaskins. It's Craig and John here on 98.1 FM, 1230 AM and KWSN.com. PJ Fleck's 7-year extension with the Gophers is official. He signed it today. He went up and spoke and choked up, and Minnesota's where he's going to be. And about half of you on our Twitter poll believe he'll be there in 5 years. But a sizable portion of you, 43%, believe he'll leave. There's going to be greener pastures than what Minnesota can offer someday, and if not now, later. I actually think he'll be around for another few years because I think it's just tough, Craig, because maybe just say they win 2 more games. Okay, they finish with 10 wins, and they lose to Penn State, and they might lose to Iowa. They probably lose the Big Ten championship game to Ohio State. That's probably going to happen. But they finish 10-2 regular season. Say they just, they win their bowl game, they lose their 11-2, 10-3.
They'll be very happy.
Okay, next year, you got to start looking at the schedules.
Then they play Michigan, then they play Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, they've had favorable schedules. Yes. And so if he keeps winning, but say he keeps winning 8-9-10 like Jerry Kill did. For some reason.
And they got something going.
They do. Does that make him attractive? And do schools like Florida State keep coming at him?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. If you can turn over a Minnesota Gopher program that has been awful for 50 years.
Yeah.
And you do it in 4, absolutely. There will be a lot of schools.
Okay, so let's just say he only wins 6 or 7 next year, but he won 10 or 11 this year. Do they still come after him?
I don't know. If you're bowl eligible every year in the Big Ten, I would say that's pretty good.
Way too easy in college football to be bowl eligible. Here's where I will meet you with this, is that usually you get 1 year. After your big year, if you don't leave, you still most you get 1 year. If there's 1 year of shine gone, but your program hasn't gotten into any trouble, you haven't sunk into the abyss, you're still going to be a hot commodity within, you get about a year after that one big year. Most guys take their big deals, their big jobs, their dream jobs when they get their offer, but some of them wait a year. And or there will be other schools that call who are better fits a year after that.
Well, that year won't be this year yet. It won't be this year. That year.
I mean,
I do not believe they're going to make the Big Ten. The Big Ten championship. I don't think they'll win the Big Ten West because of the losses that they'll accumulate. I do not think they'll beat Penn State. I do not believe they'll beat Wisconsin. Wow. I do not believe they'll beat Iowa.
Wow. Okay. Andy Greeter will better size up those teams against the Gophers. You believe they're going to lose each of the next three? Do you say that again?
Those three, I think they have North. Do they have Northwestern too?
They've already beaten Northwestern. It's Penn State, Iowa, Wisconsin. That's it.
Okay. No, I don't believe they'll. Again, and they haven't beaten a team in the top 67 in the RPI rankings.
Okay. And I'm not saying this is bad. You're the only person that quotes RPA rankings, but it's true. They have not played anybody of severe substance.
Nope.
Not their fault, but they're obliterating everybody. There's some substance there when you are, because I expect competitive games against Penn State, Iowa, Wisconsin. They're not going to get blown out or have any disasters here, but I don't think they're going to win all of them. If they do, look out. I mean, Big Ten championship, and they're in the college football. If they go undefeated, they're in the college football playoff. You can beat Ohio State and go undefeated.
Then that's his year.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I just feel like P.J. Fleck is going to keep Minnesota at about where Mason and Kill had him. They're going to have tougher schedules, and he might get better players, but it's to win 10 or 11 every year, they're going to win
Penn State, Ohio State.
They'll win 8 or 9 every year, which is very good at Minnesota. And he won't be as hot of a commodity, and that's how I feel he'll still stay. But I go back to, and this is just one example of dozens you can point to in the last 5 years.
Are we going back to the Huskers here?
Major college athletics. No, I'm not going anywhere near Nebraska today. I will say this for Nebraska basketball. Nate Oates, University of Buffalo basketball coach, signed a new contract extension and got a big raise, and then 2 or 3 days later left for Alabama. So that was after a season was actually over, right after the NCAA tournament. But sometimes these big extensions don't mean a thing, even if the coach gets up and teary-eyed and says all kinds of things like this at his press conference.
Or you can make a life, right?
And here we go. Right? See, by the way, I'm not discounting this, but this is what P.J. Fleck does. He was on the Jim Rome show today because he is seizing the moment. Gopher Athletics isn't used to being in any spotlight. And, of course, it's so Gopher Athletics that this happens to be the same week number one Alabama plays number two LSU, which takes away College Game Day and takes away some attention, even though this is a game of two top 15 teams undefeated with lots of Rose Bowl and conference ramifications, and yet the Gophers still kind of have a second billing. But still, it's much bigger than they're used to, so he's going to go on every radio show there is. He's gone on all the shows, in Minneapolis already this week. And then he has this press conference today to announce the extension, and he'll take any time, just in case, and I'm just saying, just in case the NFL is watching, Florida State, USC, Notre Dame. Here we go. This is what you're going to get out of P.J. Fleck when he's your head coach.
As you can make a living.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can make a life.
Yeah.
Right? And most coaches go somewhere and they just live there. They're making a living because they're always looking for their next job, or perhaps it's not a great fit, right? Or they don't like the place they live, and they sacrifice that just based on the job. At the University of Minnesota, it's a complete package for Heather and I. We love the Twin Cities area. We love Minnesota. We're Midwestern people. We've absolutely loved how the community welcomes us with open arms. The people in even our neighborhood, we're really close and really good friends with.
You're laughing.
I love the neighborhood. Yes. The neighborhood's a great neighborhood.
You buying this?
No. It's a great Fleckism. It really is.
Those neighbors are great. If Jim Harbaugh retired or Michigan fired Jim Harbaugh, he's an upper Midwestern guy, so maybe he'll never go to a sunny destination like Florida State or USC. But Notre Dame is within a couple of hours of where he grew up. He grew up in the Chicago area. Michigan's within a few hours from where he grew up. He's a college football junkie. He's a Midwestern guy. Okay, if Notre Dame or Michigan can offer him $1 or $2 or $3 more million a year, you think he's just going to stay at Minnesota because he loves his neighborhood? And he loves the Golden Gophers? Is it that much better of a fit for him than Michigan or Notre Dame? It's just hard to believe, right? We actually have seen that movie with Lou Holtz. So
And that was 50 years ago.
30 something, yeah.
A long time.
But that's what I'm, but it's the same concept, really. The shine has worn off the Golden Dome, but money talks and they'd have more. So we'll see. We may never know. We'll learn more from Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press.
He just tweeted that he's going to be on here. So
yes!
He's,
all right.
He's letting his followers know that he'll be with us.
All right. Well, let's seize our moment with a captive Gopher audience. It's a big story of the day. We've been talking about it all hour. Andy Greeter filling us in on the details of why the Gophers absolutely had to do this before their actual tests of football arrive. It's Craig and John, 98.1 FM, 1230 AM, KWSN.com.
Did you miss one of the awesome discussions or compelling interviews? Hear them back by going to KWSN.com. Click on podcasts. It's easy and available anytime. KWSN.com. Click on podcasts.